Oh my goodness. It's like a TV show where we've got some kind of famous celebrity in Lycra, neon Lycra kind of outfit. Today, people, we are gonna do some moving. I heard you groan then. I heard you as a listener say, oh, for God's sake, I'm going next. I don't want to move. I just want to have some people, nice people, talk at me and make me laugh. Well, the point is, we're not going to make you move because we're going to move too whilst we record this episode. It's something that we've never tried before, is it, Anna? Movement whilst on a Zoom call. It sounds like a recipe for disaster with our terrible internet signal.
Well, terrible internet signal and me being the most clumsy person in the world. Let's see how quickly Anna can get herself into A&E.
Absolutely. I mean, Anna looks quite glamorous for this movement, but we'll see how long that lasts as I hope to make her a little bit sweaty by the end of this episode. And maybe a little bit sweaty with you too. Yeah. Enjoy this. Cue the ukuleles. So, welcome to Stillwell Podcast, where you find Bossy Claire and Sweaty Anna.
Bossy Claire and Sweaty Anna. I mean, that should be the strap line for any marketing we ever do.
I don't know what you're moaning at. I mean, like, yes, this is back to basics, body magic. Yeah, we've both talked about how previous lives exercise has been a bore. We hated it, like dreaded it. And it's like something that you have to do. And Anna hates it when I make her go outside and she gets her hair wet. So what are you moaning at now? I'm saying we're going to do this moving and it's inside the comfort of your own bedroom, I'd like to
add. I'm fine. I just, when I've blow dried my hair, don't like sweat. That's a whole other story. Okay.
I have to say, right, whilst we're going to be moving during this episode, we have to say, like, as we say in our description, it goes without saying, if you've got an injury, if you've got an underlying health condition, then just use your common sense, follow the advice of a proper doctor and sit this one out if you need to. Or just listen to us and laugh at us, because if there's one thing that we do have a lot of fun. Mucking about, I think, is a politer way of saying what I wanted to say.
I'm just warming up the old muscles here.
She's actually doing some gyrating on the Zoom call. I bet you don't do that when you're doing a consultant to your members group, do you?
You've been in my group. You know what I do in my group. Look, you know, just wiggling the hips a little bit. Just get everything a bit warm and loose, you know.
Okay, right. Well, I think I actually need to have like my phone for this episode just on my stopwatch because people, we're going to do five different types of movements. The first one is pretty simple. I mean, you don't really need trainers and stuff.
I mean, I am footless. I mean, just in bare feet.
I'm nearly knocking over the microphone. All I've got to do is just get out the chair. I mean,
if people could see us now, we need to frame it up. I've got workmen outside the house, so can't be in my office. So I'm currently in my bedroom, wedged between my bed and my wall, which is about 1-2 foot. Next to my very precariously secured laptop that is on 6 cushions. So we're at the height of technical cutting edge movement here. And Claire is wearing snake print trousers, a very posh green top, and plugged in to her mixing desk. So there's only all kinds of wrong. This could go.
I would like to say I'm wearing my very nice slippers that my mum got me for Christmas. There's something about these slippers that, just as soon as you put it on your foot, it makes you feel so good. So, I haven't got trainers on.
I've got a bare foot, Claire.
Right, come on. Let's talk in. I'm going to press go on our timer, and the first of the five activities is, people, we're just going to walk on the spot for 5 minutes, okay? Everybody can do that. It's pretty simple. Just walk with us for 5 minutes in 3, 2, 1, go.
So the walking on the spot thing.
Yeah.
Since I came down a little bit of the old Rona, I had to stop the couch to 5K because the
old Rona?
Yeah, because the old lungs. So I started this...
I don't think people get that. You had coronavirus.
Sorry, yeah, I had coronavirus, not been drinking corona. I started this indoor walking, absolutely brilliant. So literally walk like 5 miles a day inside.
Yeah, my mum's done this. And you know what? It was somebody who messaged us in on this podcast that said they've been doing indoor walking sessions which you can go on YouTube and find some of them. And I sent one to my mom. Yeah, and I mean, some of them have got cheesy American voices.
Well, that's
voices.
The woman I've got. She scares the living bejeebuses out of me, but she makes me do it. She's like, come on, get healthy. Get healthy.
We've done a minute of walking on the spot. You can go at the pace that you wish. But I think what we're trying to do with some of these movements is just kind of prove, just get up off the sofa and just stay a bit warm and like, not how easy body magic is, but these small things really start to like just add up. And sometimes I think, you know, like as many people are locked in their house at the moment, and because it's a bit darker in the evening when they finish work, or, you know, in summer, you'd normally go out for a walk. And so then when it's dark and winter, you just think, oh, I'm not going out. It looks horrible. It looks cold. It looks rainy.
Yeah.
But you can still do it in your house.
You know, and then I'll come back to the microphone. Just a little thing to mention. When I
this is such a weird Zoom call. If anybody Zoom bombed this, they'd be like, "What are they doing?
Is that such a thing?" But when I was recovering from my spinal injury and all of that, I would just do upper body workouts. My dad was a double amputee, so if you can't do this on the spot walking, you could just sit in the chair and do what you would do with your legs with your arms instead. Get those joints warm, get your heart rate up. Like, don't be put off if you can't do the prancing around that I'm doing. So my walking on YouTube, she does not just walking on the spot, but you do a side to side.
Oh, like the old dancing, you know, when you don't know what you're doing on the dance floor. By the way, we're pretty much halfway through now, 2.5 minutes.
Oh, like that, a little bit of grapevine. And then you can double step and bend. I mean, there are lots of things. Also, backwards and forwards. Backwards. So when I was in my late teens, early 20s, and we used to go on girls' holidays, we'd play a Take the Mick. Anna is teaching everyone aquarobics. So we'd get all my mates in the pool, and I'd teach the aquarobics. You can imagine how it went after a few sangrias. It wasn't pretty, but I've always dreamed of being a fitness instructor. So
I think you would be a great like fitness instructor. Yeah,
you need to get fit.
No, the point is, it's just about kind of just moving just a little bit, isn't it? I mean, the thing that I know Slimming World put on the member site was the series that they filmed with Slimming World. I think it's a fitness manager.
Yes,
there's a series. Where just type it in your member features, and it's called It's a Kind of Magic. And there are, I think, like a few weeks, maybe 4 weeks of different like episodes.
We did it in
where
the first
it does a bit of moving.
Yeah.
Oh, I can feel like my heart rate is going to. I'm just going to check my old smartwatch. We're coming up to the final minute. My heart rate, I'm actually like walking zone 2.
It's mad, isn't it? And I think
final 60 seconds, by the way.
The thing is, like, if you're like me, you've got little people and dogs at home, I get Daisy involved. I do it while I'm cleaning the kitchen, like scrubbing the bathroom. Like, try and incorporate it so that you know that it will happen. And the way I've started with it is just doing it 15 minutes. I do 2 of these 15-minute walking workouts a day, and it really helps.
I also think, like, you know, how many of us fast forwards through the adverts? If you didn't fast forwards through the adverts and you just made yourself walk on the spot every time there was an advert, that would add up to some decent steppage. I just want to say, we're coming to the final few moments of this, 15 seconds. Okay,
my mum's just done that very thing. So my mum is quite limited because she broke both her legs a few years ago, but she just gets up in the adverts and has a little dance.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's just catch our breath, have a little slip, because we've got another activity to do, which is not for 5 minutes. You'll be very pleased. Oh, let's just have a little slurp.
You can't beat a slurp of a warm juice, can you?
We both had orange juice, orange squash there. I
hate orange squash, but I'm not currently not allowed anything other than that in colour. Don't know.
Right. The next activity we're doing is just 5 of these movements, not for 5 minutes, but 5. Touch the air like you're kind of reaching for some mythical sparkle, and then touch your toes or as close as you can. Right?
Have you seen how close to my bed I am? Right.
Both arms in the air, grab something from the air, and then touch your toes. 1, 2, to, you can bend your knees if you want.
Three. Are we doing more? Oh, I was just staying by my toes.
You can if you want. Four.
If you can't touch your toes, go to your knees maybe.
Yeah, and if you can't keep your legs straight, then just bend your knees a little bit. I mean, and actually, it, sometimes I find it feels quite nice when I kind of just hold on to my knees. It kind of just moves my back a little bit, stretches the hamstrings down the back of my legs.
Oh, there's nothing like a good stretch.
Yeah, right? So you're just kind of waking up your arms and your shoulders, and then you're waking up, like, the backs of your legs. Right, so now we come to the bit where we need two tins.
Why these two tins? I've got chopped tomatoes.
Lovely. Right, now we get the tins and I've just realised my tins are in the other room.
Oh, oh, poor show, people. Poor show, she's done this on purpose. She's
okay, okay, get on.
No, don't you. You just show me what to do. It's fine, I'll sweat for the both of us.
They're only at the bottom of the stairs. I'm just going to go get my two tins. You can entertain everybody with something clean.
Shall I sing? I mean, let's get physical. So this is the perfect time, guys, to keep those steps going. And two tins, 400 grams each. That's 800 grams that you are going to be picking up. That's what my tin tomatoes are. And I always thought that you needed a lot of weight to build muscle and all that. You don't. It's repetitive action. So tins, bottles of water, go to increasing the tins, but just starting off with these two little tins. That's how I started in the chair, just doing the little curls with the tins. Oh, she's back. What tins have you got, love?
Had to jog up the stairs. That's like at least an activity. In true vegan, I mean, if you ask a vegan for some tinned beans, they're not going to come out with baked beans, people. I just need to catch my breath.
Can I tell you a little funny story while you're catching your breath? The other day, a well-known delivery service was dropping a well-known supermarket drop-off to my house, and there was an extra bag. And I rang this service and said, hang on, there's an extra bag. And they said, no, no, keep it. I said, oh, look, it's not mine. I haven't opened it, but it's not mine. I opened it, and it was as if you had gone to this supermarket and sent me an extra bag. Kale, spring greens, spinach, lentils, tin tomatoes, all in one bag. She said, keep it, keep it, keep it.
It's only about a fiver, isn't it,
yeah,
to get all that? Awesome. I have got refried beans taco mixed beans.
Beanie.
Both free food. Both free food. Right, okay, anyway, beside the point, we're going to do some bicep curls.
Oh, I like a bicep curl.
We're going to do 5 bicep curls every minute for 5 minutes.
So just in case anyone doesn't know what a bicep curl is, should we explain it?
Hold the tins in your hand, put your arms straight out, and then move both hands bent towards your shoulders. Bring the tins towards your shoulders, and that's a bicep curl. If you do them both at the same time, so just bring the tins to your shoulders. So arms straight, bend, and then touch the tins to your shoulders and back down. That's one bicep curl.
Or you could do tins to your tins.
Thought you were going to say tins to your tits then.
I was going to, but then I thought we're a family show.
Yeah, right, okay. So we'll end up doing 25 of these because we just do 5. Take your time if you wish. And then I'll tell you when the next minute is and you do another 5. Right, okay. In 3, 2, 1, go. 1...
So my thing for my wedding was my arms, and I can't tell you how many bicep and tricep curls I did in the run-up to my wedding. I wanted
doing 5, then put them down, so we've got 40 seconds to go.
I wanted arms like Madonna, and it really works. Doing this consistently really, really works.
I mean, it might be that some people have got dumbbells in their house, which they've had for a while, and they gather in dust, or as I actually used to use dumbbells for, was a doorstop.
Our kettlebells are in our garden holding up part of our shed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what equipment you have knocking about. But, you know, the point is with tins, you're just moving, you're just getting started, just waking up your shoulders and your arms. Like right now, you can just kind of wriggle your shoulders around as you warm up. Right, we're coming down to the next 5 in 4, 3, 2, one. Okay, let's do five Berserk calls. One,
I've just knocked my tin tomatoes onto my wedding pictures.
Two, three. Yeah, not open though.
No. Four. I also find that doing these slower has more impact than
rah. There's no hurry. At the end of the day, the weight's the same. Form is always better than speed. Mm. And also be a bit more mindful. Just enjoy the fact that for the next, like, what, however many minutes we've got left, this is all you've got to do. You haven't got to worry about, what am I having for tea tonight? What we've got to, oh, I forgot to call that person. I haven't done that task on my to-do list. You're just right now in this moment looking like a weirdo lifting some tins from the bottom of your arms to your shoulders. And that's all that matters.
I mean, let's face it, no one is looking weirder than you and I.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Okay, we're coming up to the next round in 10 seconds, by the way.
Okay.
So I know that you like talking and then you get distracted. Right, in 4, 3, 2, 1, let's do another five.
It would be a bit rubbish if on a podcast we didn't talk, though, don't you think?
Three.
So, guys, this could be if you've got, like, kids, animals, other people in the house, something that you could all get involved in. Do you know what I mean? Make it a fun game. I'm really trying to get Daisy into activity because she is one of those kids that would like to be plugged into her iPad most of her life. So this could be quite a fun game to play, couldn't it?
I feel like the nerd in me now wants to go and weigh all of my tins to see what is the difference.
But they're weighed. The contents is weighed.
Yeah, and some of them weigh slightly different.
Oh, see, I've got two, both 400 grams. What are yours?
Right, we've got like a 13 seconds to the next round. Mine are 395 grams.
Well, there'll be 300. The contents will be that and the tin will weigh more.
Three, two, one. Let's do another five.
Yeah.
You know, like if you have really big hands, you could probably like try and lift like a big tin and a small tin at the same time.
So what I used to do was double tin in a bag.
Four.
So they're easier to hold.
Five. Yeah, I mean, as someone who didn't have a car for 8 years, it's just laughable, really, because you think weightlifting, you go to the shops. I mean, I had my bike, so I used to like balance up all my shopping on the back of my bike. Or when I was walking, like as you say, like you're holding onto these things. I started learning, actually, take a backpack because it's much better for your shoulders.
Do you know a woman can hold 13 times her weight on over her head?
13 times?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we're coming up to the final round of these. So just like do your little shoulder circles, loosen your shoulders. Let's get ready, people. Ooh. Okay, 4, 3, 2, 1. Final five. 1, 2.
Have you noticed that fitness people count down? And 5, 4, 3, 2, and the last one, and hold it. No.
You're watching way too much American. Right, that's it. So we've done three movements now. I'm going to turn this off because we don't really need it. If you're just finishing off your last round, that's cool. Take a little break.
I mean, this could be a whole new like sideways news for us. Get fit with Anna. Get fit with Claire. Get fit with Anna. I mean, would you watch your fitness? Get fit with Anna.
I mean, I probably need to upgrade some of my leggings because now I've been doing home workouts. I realise some of my leggings haven't been washed quite a lot and they're quite cheap. I think if I went out in public, people would probably see a lot more of my bottom than I wanted to. They're quite see-through.
I had to invest in some proper athleisure wear because when I started to run, my leggings were falling down and I had never had proper, like, I invested in them. Leggings that literally hold you. I didn't know it was possible to be held in like that. It's really worth it because it makes being active more enjoyable because you're not trying to keep all your stuff intact.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fellas, sorry about this, but like the boobs.
Oh, the boobs. Like, the boobs.
When you start running and you realise every ounce of fat, whether it be on your face, your hips, your belly,
wobbles.
Your bum. Well, that's from man or woman.
But then there's nipple chafing. I mean, no one talks about that in public.
Look, we're meant to be like encouraging people for movement.
We're promoting body magic.
This next move is just a really chilled one. Probably one that you can just do at any point. If you're waiting to boil the kettle, right? It's just 5 movements, hands on your hips, and you're just going to do nice long circles with your pelvis. Yeah, just nice, either,
oh yeah,
you know, clockwise, anti-clockwise. So just take your time.
Oh yeah.
Do maybe one clockwise and then go back clockwise, and just kind of, because your hips are actually really important. I've learned this from going to the gym in the last year. That actually, like, I had a lot of problems with my lower back, and then I realized, well, it kind of comes down to having flat feet, to not having very strong knees. The alignment from my hips, my glutes not being very strong. It all kind of joins up. So, and I think hips are one of those kind of things that you just take for granted, but this is actually kind of, it's quite a pleasurable move. Like, do you know, like when you sit, you don't really do much of an office job. I will sit at this desk for 10 hours. And not move.
Yeah, I only do my... I'm just going to take a picture so that you can see, if we ever did this, of Claire's hip moves.
Mm.
So we may post this. I mean, I think it's really... When I worked in an office, I was really... Before my accident, it was really important to me, back health. We had masseurs that came in. We'd have, like, a massage once every 2 weeks, but really about your ergonomics of your desk and everything, because the tension you can hold in your body is phenomenal, isn't it?
And so just doing... 5 long circles. Every so often, being mindful, just taking a few seconds out. That's where it starts, right? We're talking about this as a body magic activity. It's a bit different, I suppose, if you're going to do it for an hour, get your gold body magic, but it's
a start. Can you imagine this for an hour?
It's a hula hoop. You know, we have a lot of people who talk about hula hoops. Maybe this is where it starts, people.
Yeah, but I can feel it in my inner thighs. I can hear my bones creaking. I mean, I am middle-aged now. It's all going to pot. It really, really is. Do you know, when my dad had a fall on his prosthetic before he died, and he shattered both his hips, and he had them both replaced, the emergency surgery. And I remember this was one of the exercises. Have you ever seen a double amputee with prosthetic hips doing this? It's one to watch.
Right. Well, now we've kind of warmed up a little bit. I picked a movement which is a little bit more upbeat. Okay, so it's one to kind of just raise our hearts a little bit. So you should have now kind of just loosened up your shoulders. You've woke up your legs a little bit. You're feeling a bit warmer. That's the main thing, like, because we all need to warm up a little bit today. And so we're going to do just every minute for 5 minutes again, 5 jumping jacks or star jumps.
This is something that I can't really do because of my spinal surgery and some other surgeries, and my lack of pelvic floor. So I'm going to watch you do this and do something with my arms that's maybe as energetic, but I can't do the jump.
Okay. And you've only got to do 5, and then you have the rest of the minute to just get your heart rate to drop back down. And
I'm going to take a picture of Claire doing it. That's going to be my part.
Right, so I've got to kind of keep an eye on the clock for us as well. So we're going to start this. Just find a little bit of space. We're going to start it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so I'm doing it. 2, 3, 4, 5. Obviously, you don't have to go that fast. You could just do 1, chill for a little bit, and then 2, and chill for a bit. So I just pumped out mine 5 quite fast, but you can hear that I'm slightly breathless. My heart rate has gone up. It's a bit more like your heart rate kind of increases a bit more than, say, like when you were just like walking or touching the air. But because we've kind of done a bit of a warming up, sometimes when I've just been sat down for ages just editing and just cooped up over my desk, you know, like you kind of find yourself like your shoulders...
Like a hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, your shoulders are up by your ears, you know, your back's kind of curved, and then your hands are just like... Bleh. So I just kind of take a few, like, seconds to just... do a couple of jumps. I get really cold in this house. I don't know about you. I'm a cold person. Like, my hands get cold within a few minutes. So
I'm like that.
Just kind of doing a few movements helps. Oh, I missed it. Sorry, we're on 50 seconds. So 3:50. Go. 5 jumper jacks. 1, 2,
3,
4, 5. I went a little bit slower on that one. Sorry, I missed the clock.
I love that you've got a top with swinging bits as well, and you're nearly knocking yourself out.
Yeah. Tall people, watch out for lampshades.
don't we know it? But I think what we're trying to illustrate here is that body magic doesn't have to be in the gym. It doesn't have to be formal. It just start little, start consistent though. So if it is, actually, I'm just going to walk on the spot for 5 minutes a day, do that for a week and build it up. Those little things will become ingrained habits and they're the ones that stick.
4, 3, 2, 1. And let's go again. 5. I'm going slow now.
1, 4.
No, I'm just going to go 1, 2. Let's have a little pause in between. 3. 4, 5.
And I'm just doing the arms. And I don't know if you heard that, but that was just my shoulder.
I said, well, in between, just like kind of do your little shoulder circles, you know? Just use it just to like, just get in the zone and chill. I'm glad that I put a relatively good bra on today, that's for sure.
I mean, I'm really regretting my bra choices, if I'm honest. Do you know what I think is also sometimes really good is to do it with other people. So whether it is joining in a Zoom class, you know, doing it with a mate on FaceTime, like I'd never think to you know, Zoom call an exercise with you, Claire, but maybe that's, you know, the way forward.
Here we go again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do 5 more. Yeah, do you know what? It's interesting. Oh, 3, 4, 5. I hit my hand on the desk. Our gym has gone to just do Zoom classes. We're quite a small gym. Mm. So I get up at 6:30 in the morning 3 times a week and I do the Zoom class at 7 a.m. And by 7:45, I've done my exercise. Like, you know, sometimes they're using dumbbells or weights. We're doing burpees and press-ups and things. And I'm not very good and I feel a bit conscious doing it.
Stop that. You're getting up at 6:30 in the morning, you're doing it. You're very good.
Yeah, but, you know, you just have to make the commitment to look after yourself and to take care of yourself. And the feeling that it does to start your day that way is really exciting. Right, we're coming up to the final 5 jumping jacks in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jane Fonda, Mr. Motivator, eat your heart out.
Because you never regret the activity you've done. A thought is a million times worse than actually when you get home and you have your shower after you've been active.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I'd have the same conversation with you at 6:30 in the morning.
Right, no, but now. I bet by 7:45 you're buzzing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely, yeah. And also, there's something for me that I quite like, getting these things done and out the way. Right, let me hit cancel on this because we have done 5 body magic activities of 5 lots of things. And that, so hopefully then that means that you're a little bit warmer. And we've been, recording this podcast for 30 minutes or so. So there's a bit of movement, people. And the advert break thing, I definitely say, is worth a go.
Yeah. So let us know, guys, if you want to get fit with Anna and Claire. Get warm with Anna, get warm with Claire. I mean, it could be a goer. What do we think?
Might need to be a bit more structured.
Can you imagine if we, I mean, would you buy into that? That's all I need to know. I'd probably have a heart attack. It could be like watching an episode of EastEnders.
On a serious note, there are, I mean, there's obviously way more involved activities that you can do that count towards body magic. My advice is definitely to do or check out the Body Magic Awards, ask your consultant about those.
Definitely.
Because if you are doing stuff like this and you haven't been necessarily getting all the certificates that you want, here's a chance to get another sticker and certificate.
So you can do the Fit Log online as well. You can do it on the app and you can also, your consultant will always email you one. And then you could chart what you're doing. So I've just started Bronze Body Magic again, working my way back up them. So definitely worth a go. Because like you say, it's nice to celebrate. You might not be due a weight loss award, but let's go for a shiny body magic award because it's really key on that journey to target that the two do meet in the middle. Otherwise, it'll be very, very hard to maintain that weight loss.
Right, let's just mention a couple of things that are coming up. So we also have a bit of an announcement that in 4 weeks' time, the beginning of March, we are actually going to have Margaret Miles Bramwell on the podcast.
I mean, like, I feel like it's Christmas, Easter, Hanukkah, everything in one. I'm like a child in a sweet shop with endless supply of money.
It's so exciting. So we'll have more details about that as we get them, but we just wanted to tell you, like, now, because so many of you will be excited. And then also next week, as it's Valentine's Day, we needed a bit of a love theme, didn't we, Anna?
We did indeed.
So the title of next week's podcast is When Those We Love Sabotage Our Success.
So not so much love.
Yeah, because sometimes it can be the people that we're closest to who are just so ready to steer us off course at the first hurdle. And it might be that, you know, maybe they're not following the plan. Maybe they're trying, or they're kind of open to do a few meals, or maybe they actually really want to hold our hand and they want to show us how, but they're just not sure. So we're going to talk about that, how to kind of ask for what you want, and also just to make sure that you've got the support that you need, whether you're living on your own or perhaps with the group that you connect with, or be it virtually or face-to-face or for walks in your local area, how to spot those signs to make sure you're not getting distracted, tempted by those who mean well, but maybe they're not ready to see you change.
Or maybe they don't even realise they're doing it themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So whatever you get up to, whether you just use this as a bit of a basis to do this episode a few times as your little kind of Anna and Claire exercise activity, or you just get out for a walk, put your trainers on and listen to an episode in the back catalogue. Hope it's brought a smile to your face, and Anna can go and wipe the sweat off her brow now.
Oh my God, my blow dry's ruined.
She's such a plonker. Anyway, have a good week.
Bye for now.